USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Testifying in a video conference during a Senate hearing, Dr. Anthony Fauci warns against reopening the United States too soon amid the deadly coronavirus outbreak.
Depending on the dynamics of an outbreak in a particular region, state, city, or area, that would really determine the speed and the pace with which one does re-enter or reopen.
Pushing back on Fauci's testimony, Republican Senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul.
So I think we ought to have a little bit of humility in our belief that we know what's best for the economy. And as much as I respect you, Dr. Fauci, I don't think you're the end all. I don't think you're the one person that gets to make a decision.
House Democrats are releasing a $3 trillion coronavirus relief package. The House does plan to vote on that package Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Wayne Allyn here. It's a different world in so many ways. When you venture out of your home, face masks are the new normal. Can you believe it? You've heard of the N95 masks that medical professionals use. And if they use an N95, don't we all want the best protection from particles and bacteria too? So a highly recommended mask that gives nearly the same protection as Boomer Natural's 30-day face mask, providing 92.2% antibacterial protection. It's very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, and they come in adult and children sizes, and very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. Here's what's really great. The mask can be used up to 30 days. Many masks are only good for one day, making it very costly over time. Order these doctor-recommended masks now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use the code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20% every time you shop. Plus, get free shipping and handling on any order over $50. That's BoomerNaturals.com, a U.S.-based company wanting the very best health for you and your loved ones. That's code WARRADIO20 at checkout. Save 20%.
The green light is given to a huge solar energy project in Nevada. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A massive solar energy project near Las Vegas has been given the go-ahead from the federal government. The Interior Department yesterday approved the 690-megawatt Gemini Solar Project, which will be the world's eighth-largest solar power facility. Gemini is expected to generate electricity for 260,000 homes and businesses. The 7,000-acre complex 30 miles northeast of Las Vegas is scheduled to begin producing energy early next year, with final completion expected as soon as early 2022.
The Department of Transportation is warning airlines for a second time to refund canceled tickets for flights after yielding 25,000 customer complaints. The department is focusing on airlines who are using unfair refund policies to deny customers reimbursement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is announcing a new China task force. That task force will work to develop legislative policies to curtail Chinese influence on the United States. The task force will be led by Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney. She joins Fox News and says that China has to be held accountable for its actions regarding the coronavirus pandemic.
I think they clearly decided at some point when they knew that they had human-to-human transmission in Wuhan, they understood that the economic devastation was going to be huge. And I think they believed that they would rather have that spread around the globe than simply something that they suffered from. They have to be held accountable. And I think that their role in the world, the extent to which they clearly cannot continue to be a member of the civilized community of nations because of what they've done, because of the lies, it's something that we've got to take a very close look at. And I think you're going to see across the board steps both to make sure that we move our supply chains, steps to ensure that they do not have the seat at the table that they have had in the past, steps to ensure that we educate the American people so they understand the vast array of steps the government of China has been taking for so many years now, really to try to defeat us, and we've got to make sure that we're defending ourselves and that the United States leads the free world, that the world has got to live by rules set by countries that believe in freedom, not set by the communist Chinese party.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.